1000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, serving Anastasia Island at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Hill sitting in for Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. It's my honor and pleasure to be able to do so. And I would like you to join our show today. We have an awful lot that we're going to be talking about. Top and foremost is going to be the Florida Supreme Court ruling that will allow an abortion amendment to appear on the ballot this November. I want to hear your thoughts about that. I want to hear what your questions are or what is your reaction. And if you'd like to do so, to join the conversation here, the number is 904-831-0917. Again, 904-831-0917. So I'm Mike Hill. Those of you who listen regularly to Dr. Youngblood know that I'm on the show infrequently, but you have heard me here before. But for those of you who are new to the show or haven't tuned in for a while, I reside in Pensacola, Florida. I own an insurance and financial services agency. I've been doing that for 34 years now. Prior to that, I was active duty Air Force for 10 years after graduating from the Air Force Academy in 1980. I was also a Florida State representative from 2013 through 2020, representing Districts 1 and District 2 during that time. I was elected to two different districts here in the Panhandle. So there are occasions when I do have the opportunity to sit in for Dr. Youngblood, and as I say, it is always an honor for me to do so. Let's start off with one of our sponsors. Let's Face the Issues is brought to you in part by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own their own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for a Time also has a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, including Honda and Echo generators. Tools for a Time staff can answer all of your homeowner and professional and backup power equipment questions. They're located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, near the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295, right at the base of the gigantic 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flying 24/7. You can reach them online at toolsforatime.com. That's toolsforatime.com. Okay, let's start off our show. Again, we're going to cover many different topics, but the main topic I want to start off with is this deceptive abortion amendment, which will appear on the ballot, on the Florida ballot this November, where voters will be able to vote as to whether or not they want to enshrine in the Florida Constitution a woman to be able to murder her baby in her womb. Utterly amazing. And my friends at Liberty Council, Matt Staver, actually appeared before the Florida Supreme Court and gave a brilliant argument against why this deceptive abortion amendment should not appear on the Florida ballot. He gave very good and compelling reasons. It passed the Florida Supreme Court 4-3. Four justices voted to put it on the ballot. Three voted to take it off. And the three who voted to take it off are all women. They see that it was a deceptive amendment, that it was not clear as to what the amendment would actually do. They voted against it. The majority who voted for it, it really had some dubious, in my mind, dubious reasons for wanting to vote for it. But here is an article that was put out by Liberty Council where it is stating, dated April 1st, today the Florida Supreme Court ruled 4-3 that a deceptive ballot initiative that proposes to codify unrestricted abortion in a state's constitution may appear on a November ballot. Let's back up just a little bit here. The reason why these issues have become so important in many different states is since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, which essentially said that the abortion issue is not an issue to be decided by the federal government, but instead it should be a state issue. It did not outlaw abortion. What it did instead was say that each state is going to decide. So since then, it has been appearing as a ballot measure in many different states since Roe v. Wade passed, or it has been passed within that state, very restrictive abortion measures to stop the murdering of the preborn in the womb. And what we are seeing is time and time again, Democrat judges will overturn the will of the people who are passing this legislation to make abortion illegal in those states or a lot more restrictive. So that's why we're even seeing this battle coming to the state of Florida, because of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, essentially saying that the states are going to decide the abortion issue. So it came before the Florida Supreme Court as to whether or not how we are going to, as a state, address murdering children in the womb. So there was a 4-3 ruling on a deceptive ballot initiative that proposes to codify unrestricted abortion in the state's constitution to appear on a November ballot. Now, Floridians must defeat this deceptive amendment. This amendment is not about protecting women. In fact, this amendment will throw women into back alley abortion butchers. This is an article I'm reading from Liberty Council dated April 1st. The amendment is so broad that not even health or safety regulations will survive. Unscrupulous abortionists will be totally unregulated. Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staver stated, "This proposed abortion amendment is the most extreme because it will wipe out every law regulating abortion. Other than parental notification, no law will survive, not even health and safety regulations. We must mobilize Floridians to vote no on this deceptive amendment." And ladies and gentlemen, that is our charge. This is what we must do. When that amendment appears on the ballot in November, we must vote no. It requires 60% to pass, which is a high bar, but don't think that those on the left, that Democrats, are going to rest now that this is going to appear on a ballot. This amendment to put this abortion amendment on the ballot was brought forth by the Democrat Planned Parenthood and ACLU. So they spent millions of dollars getting the required signatures to get this amendment on the ballot. And then it was to appear on before the Supreme Court, who were to determine whether or not the language of the amendment was clear, was single subject, and not misleading. And that's where the Florida Supreme Court failed us, because it did not pass that hurdle. But they said they're going to let it go anyway, because this was their rationale. For the four who voted to allow it to be on amendment, be on the ballot, they said, hey, it may not be as clear as how we would expect it to, but we're going to let the voters decide. Well, what you just did was abdicated your responsibility. Your responsibility is to not allow it on the ballot if it is not clear and misleading. But instead, you threw your hands up and said, we're going to let the voters decide, which is really the wrong way to go. You had a job to do. It was your responsibility, and you should have stood up to that instead of abdicating that responsibility and saying, we're going to let the voter decide. We are a republic. A republic means that we have elected officials who make laws, who interpret our laws in accordance with the rule of law. The rule of law says that any amendment that appears has to be clear, must not be deceptive, and must not be misleading. This amendment does not meet that criteria. So what this Supreme Court is saying is that we're going to let democracy rule. In other words, mob rule, the majority rule. We are not a democracy. We are a republic. And our founding fathers tried their best to make sure that we were not a democracy, mob rule, but instead that we are a republic. And that is what our Supreme Court was supposed to have done, was to make sure that mob rule was not going to take effect in this case. And instead, they should have gone along with the three female Supreme Court, Florida Supreme Court justices, who said that, no, this is not the proper amendment to appear on a ballot. They weren't saying that there could not be an amendment, an abortion amendment on a ballot, just that this particular one could not be because it was not both clear, it was misleading, and it could be interpreted being deceptive, especially when you even look at the title of the amendment. Back to the Liberty Council article, Matt Staver and Florida Senior Deputy Solicitor for the Attorney General, Nathan Forrester, argued before the court's seven justices that the amendment's language was misleading, it was deceptive, and it violated the single subject rule. Staver argued on behalf of Liberty Counsel and presented written argument to the court that the amendment would also conflict with many existing laws which affirm that an unborn child or unborn person has legal rights. And so this amendment, what it will do is strike down those legal rights which a preborn baby has, the right to life, the right to be treated. My good friend, Dr. Bill Lyle, who runs the organization ProLifeDoc.org. By the way, look that up, ProLifeDoc.org, is traveling the country, Dr. Bill Lyle, where he can very clearly articulate that a baby in the womb is now being treated in the womb. They're being treated for diseases. They're receiving surgery. They're receiving open heart surgery. They're receiving spinal surgery. They're receiving surgery to remove tumors in the brain from the baby that is in the womb. And because they are receiving this treatment, that means that they are a person. And if they're a person, that means that they have all the legal rights. that you do not have a right to murder that baby in the womb. And just so most pregnancies that are being terminated nowadays are because of convenience. It's because the mother simply doesn't want the baby or thinks that she can't afford the baby or that the baby's going to disrupt their life. And so they are killing these babies in the womb when there is no right to do so. That baby is a person. And because that baby is a person, you don't have a legal right to murder that baby. And most abortions that are, majority of abortions that are being done today are being done with an abortion pill. That pill that is being delivered to women now, oftentimes without a prescription. They're delivering these abortion pills, and there are two pharmacy chains in Florida that say that they will, that it, they clamored for the right to be able to give out these abortion pills, and that is CVS and Walgreens. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, as for me, I will not have my prescription for even cold medicine filled at CVS or Walgreens. I won't go in there to buy a bag of potato chips. Instead, I will get my prescriptions filled at other places, but it will not be at CVS and Walgreens as long as they want to be active participants in murdering preborn children. Here's an article from the Daily Caller, written by Kate Anderson. The Florida Supreme Court ruled Monday that an abortion amendment can be placed on a ballot in November. The amendment states that no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider, and was submitted by Floridians Protecting Freedom. Republican Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody argued in October 2023 that the amendment language did not satisfy the legal requirements, and it did not. But the state Supreme Court disagreed, seeing that there was no basis to conclude that the amendment should not be placed on the ballot. We conclude the proposed amendment, this is the majority speaking now, we conclude the proposed amendment complies with the single subject requirement of Article 11, Section 3 of the Florida Constitution, and that the ballot and the summary comply with Section 101.161 Florida Statutes, the order reads. And there is no basis for concluding that the proposed amendment is facially invalid under United States Constitution. Accordingly, we approve the proposed amendment for placement on the ballot. Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike Hill sending in for Dr. Jean A. Youngblood on Let's Face the Issues. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know how you feel about the Florida Supreme Court putting this amendment on the ballot. You may call in at 904-831-0917. That's 904-831-0917. Now, the court also chastised the dissenting justices for arguing that a ballot initiative should have a warning label informing voters that the proposal contains controversial language. Now, here's the majority speaking again. We see no basis in law or common sense to require a ballot summary to announce, as if in a warning label, caution, this amendment contains terms with contestable meanings or applications, the majority opinion reads. Voters can see and decide for themselves how the specificity of the proposal's terms relates to the proposal's merits. For reasons that are evident from what we have already said, none of this is convincing. In other words, they're saying voters should decide for themselves if this is clear and not misleading. Even though it is misleading, even though it is not single subject, even though it does not conform to what is necessary for an amendment to appear on a ballot, they're saying voters can see and decide for themselves. Well, Supreme Court justices, you were supposed to make that decision. You were supposed to determine whether or not it is misleading, and you did not. You were saying that voters should decide for themselves. Well, no, that was your job. You were supposed to do that. And it's amazing. We have a conservative Florida Supreme Court, supposedly conservative Florida Supreme Court, and here they are acting like Democrats. Here they are acting like leftists and going along with this drumbeat to murder pre-born children in the womb. It's an atrocity. Now, back to this article from the Daily Caller. The amendment would not change Florida law, which requires minors to notify their parents or guardians before having an abortion, according to the text. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a law in May of 2023 banning abortion at 6 weeks gestation or after a fetal heartbeat is detected, with limited exceptions of up to 15 weeks in cases of rape, incest, human trafficking, or to protect the life of the mother. By the way, the Florida Supreme Court unanimously agreed to allow the 15-week case to go forward, which automatically, because of DeSantis signing into law in May of last year, bans abortion, bans murdering preborn children in the womb at 6 weeks gestation or after a fetal heartbeat is detected. A heartbeat can be detected as early as 18 days. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a bill that I sponsored and tried to pass when I was in a Florida House, and we could not get it done at the time. And amazingly, I was fought by Republicans to not bring that bill forward. I was fought by Family Research Council, John Stemberger, to not bring that bill forward. He asked me to pull that bill. He said the timing wasn't right. And I said, in my mind, the time to stop murdering babies is now, not waiting for some Supreme Court decision to happen, because we were having upwards of 75,000 babies a year in Florida alone being murdered. I had the Council of Catholic Bishops come to me and ask me to pull that bill, and I refused. I would not. And because of my refusal to not pull that bill, I was ostracized, but that's okay. I was doing what God told me to do, and that is to protect life in the womb. I was doing what my oath of office compelled me to do, which was to support, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And attached to that Constitution is our Declaration of Independence, which says we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men, all people are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and property, or the pursuit of happiness. And to secure these rights, government is instituted among men, deriving their just powers by the consent of the governed. So I was elected to protect life. I was doing what I was elected to do. And here I was being attacked by Republicans, by so-called conservatives, and by Catholics, not all Catholics, the Council of Catholic Bishops, because I brought forward a heartbeat bill. since then, I have gone even further. My next step was not to abolish abortion once a heartbeat is detected, but to abolish abortion at conception, because I spoke to and was convinced by some very good friends of mine, some good people who want to abolish abortion altogether, want to abolish murdering these children in a womb. And the point they brought to me, which was a very good point, they said, okay, Mike, 6 weeks, here is a baby that's alive. It's a baby. It's going to grow and continue to be a baby. It's a human being. So you're saying after 6 weeks, you can't murder it. Okay, fine. What about at 5.5 weeks? What about 4 weeks? What about 3 weeks? Why is it okay to murder that baby then? But you can't after 6 weeks. Even once a heartbeat is detected at 18 days, you can't murder the baby after that. What about at 15 days or 10 days? It's a baby. It's alive. Why is it okay to murder that baby then? And it's not okay. It's wrong. And then we always have those who say, well, we need to have exceptions in the case of rape, incest, or human trafficking. And my contention, my pushback on that is, look, you should not murder that baby because of the crime of the father. If the father caused that, raped a woman and caused that woman to become pregnant, that baby should not be punished for it. The baby should not be murdered because of that. It is the father that should be punished for doing that. And as horrible and horrific as those situations are, rape, incest, and human trafficking, those are horrible. Horrible as they are, God decided that there's going to be life here. There is no life without God's Holy Spirit. And if the God's Holy Spirit decided that, yes, there's going to be life here, despite that horrific situation, who are we to tell God, no, you made a mistake and we're going to murder that baby? How dare we speak to the living God like that, who put life there and then we are going to murder it simply because we didn't like how that baby was conceived? That is wrong. What we should do instead is prosecute the father for doing that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike Hill sitting in for Dr. Gene Youngblood. I want to talk only briefly a bit more about this whole idea of the abortion amendment being allowed on the ballot, saying that there will be unrestricted rights to abort a baby in the state of Florida. It's going to be a part of our Constitution. Our Constitution is our agreement in Florida that as citizens, this is how we are going to govern ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, that is sickening. Are we going to actually say that we believe that you can murder an innocent child in the womb, that you can murder that child simply because the mother or the father doesn't want it? That is wrong, ladies and gentlemen. What we should be saying instead is that we value life, because that baby in that womb could come to fruition. It has a right to life, come to fruition, be born, and then a genius being placed in that baby's mind by God to come up with some invention which makes everyone's life better. But instead, we're going to snuff that out, murder that baby in the womb, and not even give it a chance to fulfill its God-given rights, its God-given destiny. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike Hill sitting in for Dr. Gene Youngblood. We're going to take a short break, but we're going to come back after the hour. Join us and call in at 904-831-0917. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back after this brief top of the hour break.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville.